Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, interventional report on Joseph Moyes. Date of birth 9/28/1970. Date of procedure July 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Cassandra Luson. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening, comma dyspepsia, comma epigastric, abdominal pain, comma bloating. And description procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with moderate anesthesia care. A well-lubricated limbs video gas scope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, the retroflex tubes, obtained the cardiac air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. Patient side of the procedure well without any complications. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. Well lubricated limbs video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix orifice, a cecal valve, complex of Holt's, period. Terminal lamb was intubated and rapid, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, a colon, hepatic pressure, transcolon, splenic pressure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Left and back prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. At upper endoscopy, proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the biflex. Next line, there was evidence of a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema, common biopsies were seen in the interim body for histology and through a light H. pylori. Next line, there's a duodenal bulb diverticulum. Next line, there was duodenal bulb erythema. This was biopsied for histology and further evaluation. Next line, there was a tortuous D1. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, the terminal lamb on the last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Boston bar prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line, the sigmoid colon. In the sigmoid colon, there was approximately 10 millimeters septal polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, there's evidence of hypertrophied anal fillet on retroflexion. Next line, plan followed by pathology. Next line, recommend upper GI for further evaluation of the D1 search velocity and the diverticulum noted. Next line, follow-up analysis as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending pass. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Further recommendations based on the upper GI. Thank you.